Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
No balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Swinging a high bouncer on the infield. Pena charging, gloves, throws. He got him. Bases loaded, one out. The Phillies do not score. Strikeout, ground out, and the shutout string continues through 8 more innings tonight.
Yeah, that was a mess. That was a mess. Welcome back. Midday Show, Hugh Douglas, Joe Giller, broadcasting live from the Yacht Club of Seattle City for the New Heights Team 62 Beer Bowl, benefiting the Eagles Autism Foundation. Kyle with us here, and a lot to do today. We're going to get back to the Sixers here and your calls in a second, but let's react to the Phillies. Hugh, they lose again last night, 2-0, shut out for the second straight game. They haven't scored in a pretty ridiculous amount of innings here.
19.
Yeah, so this obvious question, is this more the Phillies' fault or mine? I said on Monday they'd be fine long-term if Bryce Harper was out. I still believe that.
They haven't scored a run.
I wasn't going to bring that up.
Well, I mean, I can't see the elephant in the room. I can't avoid it.
I wasn't going to bring it up. I thought it the other day.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. When you defend
Johan Rojas.
No, I'm saying because the moment fouled him, no question about it.
Yep.
The moment fouled him as everybody comes outside, as the boats, I guess the boats are starting to
come up. Yeah, the parade is starting to
roll. We're about to get this thing started.
That's right.
Sharks in the water, by
the way. There's no sharks.
You got to stop. This is a bay.
I see a one-foot turtle.
I'm just saying.
There's a little baby turtle.
There's no sharks.
I mean,
But the boats, okay. The boats are coming in.
Yes.
People are coming outside. We're about to get a procession.
More boats than Phillies hits, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's the case.
The offense right now is a problem.
Yes, it is.
It's a problem. Look, it wasn't great with Bryce Harper. And he's been out weeks, right? This isn't like he went out Sunday and now they're not hitting. They've been up and down the whole year. But there's a lot of problems here. All right, 215-592-9494. The Phillies play this afternoon in Houston. They're facing a pitcher in Hunter Brown who has an ERA under 2. Yeah, I'm not sure they're going to score today.
Yeah. I was trying to figure out my parlette because Dick Fitz, didn't work out for me last night. What do you mean?
You pronounce it as though it's a French word that ends with an E-T.
Parlette.
Can you repeat the line you said a second ago that we just...
What you mean, Dick Fitz?
He didn't do nothing.
He's an idiot.
Didn't work out for you.
My parlette didn't work out. Francisco gave me a parlay yesterday. The DeGrom one didn't work out for me.
Well, don't blame Francisco.
I mean, yeah.
Make your own parlays.
You see who's here?
Is that Jason?
That's Jason Kelce rolling
in. He's throwing out footballs.
Yes, he is.
Uh-oh.
Jason has on pants today because yesterday he had on some bikini draws.
Well, he had something else. And then
he had on an America-themed bikini draw.
Yep, he did.
He's not a quarterback. He threw one on top of the field.
Oh, that was a duck.
Now he's throwing ducks. His arm is running out of gas.
We haven't seen one of those since Carson.
It's the top deck upstairs, but he ain't making it up there. That's terrible. As the boats come in, as we dock. But, yeah, man, it's like, yeah, Francisco, thanks a lot, man. I mean, yeah, thanks a lot.
That was through a no-hitter.
Parlay.
I mean, he gave you DeGrom, who pitched great yesterday.
Yeah, but he didn't give me eight strikeouts. Right. He didn't give me eight plus.
Couple takeaways from the Phillies, then right back to the phones on the Phillies and the Sixers. A couple things struck me last night. One, you want to blame me for the offense?
I don't know what Bryce is right now, Joe.
Well, he took more batting practice yesterday, if that helps.
Would you be surprised? I know it might not happen, but wouldn't it be surprised if he came in as a conquering hero today? Like, it just feels
comes
like
running
a Bryce
in on
Harper.
His white horse.
Yeah, it feels like a Bryce Harper moment.
All right. Who's more at fault for the lineup, the Phillies or me right now?
You.
Me?
I would say you.
Okay.
Because it's ironic, and I wasn't going to say a word.
Yep.
But it's ironic how you talk about we don't need Bryce, and then all of a sudden the bats go super cold.
Are we in I told you so?
Yeah, a little bit.
You know what? Yesterday, I had Jack send me a list of MLB outs above average leaders, and Trey Turner's, you know, fourth among shortstops. Stop sending me this crap, okay? That ball in the first inning, any good shortstop gets to. That shouldn't have been a run. Wheeler got hosed because his shortstop can't get to a ball that's up the middle. So that was annoying last night. And the other thing, Kyle, they desperately need a right-handed bat. So last night, the Astros threw five lefties. Obviously, the starter was a lefty, but every reliever they took out, they put in. Was a lefty. I mean, they're daring the Phillies right-handed hitters to hit a lefty, and Bohm didn't, Castellanos didn't, obviously Turner didn't, Real Muto. It's a problem. They don't hit lefties.
But, I'm with you there. I just think they need another bat or, like, presence in the lineup. I'm less infatuated with the lefty-righty type thing anyway.
At least an everyday player.
Right.
Not just a platoon,
that's what I mean. Right.
Like
Brandon Marsh has been hitting lefties this season. He got another hit off a lefty last night. I think that was at the beginning of the eighth rally type thing. They just need a threat in the lineup. And I know Bryce Harper's not been, like, amazing, but, like,
what? Would have been great to have him out there.
That's exactly right. 260 average, maybe it's like 800 OPS this season. That just deepens the lineup. So you're not throwing total turds out there. When you get to the bottom
turds
of the lineup.
Like,
but it's true. I mean, that's what a lot of these guys are. I know Bryce Harper's a left-handed hitter. He's not a righty. But, like, just adding him into the lineup, I don't know if they win the game or they score a run with him in.
It's hope.
It just helps. You can't tell me that it doesn't.
Well, of course it would help. I mean, we're all in agreement. But they need another bat, right? Like, they need Bryce back. But they need another bat because the offense right now is pitiful. Your reaction to the Phils and, of course, the Sixers and what they did last night. 215-592-9494. Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Where are people? Are people with us in hope, or are they with Mr. Doom and Gloom over here, Hugh Douglas?
We're trying to celebrate
the pick, celebrate the Sixers doing the right thing.
People are more with Hugh. It's 55% no.
Oh, this is unbelievable.
Because they heard the same thing that I heard last night.
You know, I wonder if people are having trouble and they're stuck between the hope for now
versus
or the hope for the future.
Yes.
That's what it is, because – when they talked about bringing Joel Embiid back and talking about him being ready for the season, that to me stunched the growth of the young guys. If we're going to go young, let the young guys.
But what are we going to do? Like, you're going to tell? Nothing. I mean, I joked the other day, tell Joel and Paul to stay home. Like, what are we going to do?
But here's the thing. He stayed home last year. I mean, for obvious reasons.
Well, he'll probably. Be real? He's probably going to get hurt again.
That's true.
He's going to get hurt again in this time.
Yeah, but it's different, Joe, when you come in as a young guy and they say, okay, he's the leader. Because that's what it kind of feels like. It kind of feels like everything runs through Joel. And if that everything runs through Joel, then you concede everything to Joel. That's the problem that I have. Maxie tried to step up last year and be that guy that somebody – it might have been somebody was in his ear and said, hey, man, you need to be the leader. It needs to be a consensus that you're going to let these young guys lead, and I don't think that's going to be the case, to be totally honest.
All right, let's go to the phone lines here. 215-592-9490. For reaction to the Phils, who got shut out again last night, they haven't scored in a ridiculous amount of innings. The more we move closer to the trade deadline, Bryce or not, they need another bat in here. This lineup at times is totally feeble, and the Sixers did last night give you hope. It did for me. They made the right pick. They took the right kid.
Come on, Douglas.
I think they're tipping the scales here. The weenie scale we keep talking about. They're tipping the scales.
I like how Kyle coined it, the weenie scale.
The winners and the losers here. They have too many losers around here.
That one. That was pretty good.
Too many weenies. And now they're bringing in people that, like this, the first time this kid plays real defense in a game, chase down block on a good player, he's gonna be.
No, he's gonna infuse the fan base. Gonna be excited.
Yes,
yeah, he's gonna be excited. And I hope so.
Straight from the Bahamas, Philly guy. I love it.
I just want him to be allowed to grow on the offensive side of the ball and stop trying to run it through Joel Embiid. That's what I'm concerned about.
Yes. Well, I think a lot of people would agree with that. Mike in North Philly does not like the edge cone pick. What's up, Mike?
What's up, y'all? How y'all doing?
What's up, Mike?
Good. So I just wanted to say, like, it's not that I don't like edge cone in the pick in isolation. What it is I just don't like the propaganda around the pick, because at the end of the day, I just feel like in basketball specifically, talent wins games. Like, even when I was listening to, you know, the conversation about the Phillies, right? Like, the Phillies are losing because the people that we invested our money in aren't either playing or not hitting. Like, Trey Turner, Kyle Schwarber, Nick, they're coming up short. And we're talking about, you know, waiting for Bryson to come back. Well, I feel like the kid Otto was one of the better hitters in the last couple of weeks since he's been in. He's been one of the most consistent pieces that we had. So, like, when I think about the Phillies relative to the Sixers, talent is what's going to get us over the top. I don't think us hoping that a defensive player that's going to defend Boston or any of the other teams is going to put us over the top.
So I used to think like that, Mike, and I've changed my thinking. I mean, they're all, in effect, they're all talented, right? Like, there's different levels. I understand that. But, like, we're not talking about undrafted players here, like Edgecombe or Bailey or Johnson. Like, they're all talented kids that are picked for a reason that high. I just think it's changed. It used to be just put the most talent together and hope they win. I don't know. Is that really happening anymore? Were the Thunder overwhelmingly talented, or were they deep, and did they play defense?
I don't think the Thunder win this championship without Haliburton getting hurt. I also don't think that – I think the –
Right,
the,
but okay, but even go to Indiana. If Indiana won, like
They're like mirror teams.
Yeah, they're not running around with five Hall of Famers on the court.
I agree. Yeah. What I'm simply stating is that this idea of leadership and team culture, and I'm not saying that it doesn't matter, I just think it's extremely overstated and overrated in a sense. And more so overstated, because when you guys were talking about the Eagles and talking about Darius Slay and all of his mishaps, Slay's comments always came after losses. Anytime we lost and got torched, it became a problem. We were winning, nothing. But Joel Embiid was a fan favorite in the city when we were winning. When he gets hurt and we lose, he's the worst player we've ever seen, right? I think teams' chemistry are going to be dictated by the amount of wins that we rack up throughout the season. And I don't know if a defensive player going out there is going to necessarily move the needle enough for the Sixers to become winners for us to really judge the impact that he'll have on our team culture.
So maybe not now. So I understand.
Mike,
we appreciate the call. I actually think we're underrating this kid a little bit. Call him just a defensive player. He can score. He's 18. He averaged 15 points a game in college. Now, is he going to average 15 or 20 this year? Probably not. I mean, he gives you 10 or 12. I think that'd be great. But I don't know. I think one day he could average 20 points a game in the NBA. He's got a skill set there. Plus, how could we say that this stuff is overrated or overstated when we just watched losers here? I mean, James Harden is one of the more talented players to ever play in the league. Guy's a loser.
Could we not just lay out the weenie scale?
I mean,
he clearly wasn't paying attention.
Ben Simmons, when he came in the league, people said he's Magic Johnson, he's LeBron James. He's a weenie. I mean, the reason he didn't reach his ceiling isn't because he didn't have talent. It's because the guy had a loser mentality. How could we go too far with that? Doesn't make any sense.
I think culture matters, too. I know the caller called in and he said he don't think that culture has anything to do with winning and just winning games. I think a positive culture helps foster winning, you know, because if you're taking care of your guys, if they feel good about coming to work, if you feel like you're not working, it's easy to go out there and get a win.
Yeah.
But when you talk about – to me, when I hear them talk about the Sixers and Joel Embiid as the leader of this team – if you're going to let these young guys be the future, then it needs to start now. You know, we can't try to run it back. We can't worry about being the third seed in the East or anything like that. We need to allow these young guys to grow so we can be like an OKC. Yeah. Now, I don't know if all three of these young guards are going to be here. I don't know that to be the case. But if we're talking about the future and how to build this, it starts with allowing VJ Edgecombe to develop on the offensive side of the ball. Mm-hmm.
And I think So I agree with him to an extent. Like, when you're in the middle of a season, you don't know what the culture is until they're winning for a stretch or they're losing for a stretch like that. But and that's when you can start to see it, right? And you know when it's a bad culture. And usually, I mean, you never really think of bad teams that have good culture,
right?
Like, the culture, I think, comes after winning when you're in the season. But you can always establish it before the season, and I think that can lead to you becoming a winning team, and then it looks like you have a really good culture.
Yeah, I look, they're all talented again, and I just think we go so far with, like, the most talented players always win. I think we think that because when they start winning, we assign the talent back to them. Like, I'm not saying that we just built the Warriors, but none of those guys were high picks. No one bought anything when Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and Draymond Green were drafted, but they got the most out of their ability, and obviously they just got better and better.
And it's going to be up to Nick Nurse, you know, if he survives. We'll see what happens this season if he survives it. If he can develop these guys. But I don't know. Like, something about just Daryl Morey's track record with who he's taken. Like, Tyrese Maxey, he's developed this game, I think, every single season. We didn't really see it last year because Joel Embiid was out.
But he's reached his ceiling. Right. He's found it.
Right, exactly. So I think that's a thing that can happen here. And I do think Joel Embiid has something to do with that. Like, if Joel Embiid is healthy, I understand he's not a big culture guy, and I know Hugh's super down on him. But, like, if you see these kids play alongside Joel Embiid, I think you will see them flourish. Like, he adds that element to the floor where teams just have to respect who he is. I mean, like, he is that presence in the middle of the court that allows for a guy like Tyrese Maxey or allows for a guy like Jared McCain. We'll see Vijay Edgecombe eventually. Like, to become who they are and reach their ceiling.
I'm rejuvenated today after that draft pick. Because I went in last night thinking there was a chance they were going to screw it up. I mean, when they were on the board at three, and I was like, are they really going to take Ace Bailey? Are they just going to take the talent guy and hope they can make it work? They didn't. They did the right thing. Let's go to Chuck in Mount Airy. Hey, Chuck.
Chuck. Y'all hear me?
Yeah, Chuck. What's up, buddy?
Man, listen. Yo, Gilio, what's the dealio? Hugh Douglas, what's going on? Kyle Quinn. Listen, this pick sucks.
Wow.
Simple as that.
You're out on VJ already?
Wow. No, it ain't about VJ. You know what I mean? We got this 7'2" loser of a player still on his team. You know what I mean? And you see Boston, everybody else making moves. And I'll tell you what this is going to do. They just prolonged the era of Joel Embiid more. That's all they did. This pick was just to satisfy Joel Embiid. Oh. And the Sixers, they don't have the foresight to think past anything, you know, that's remotely close to not building around Joel Embiid. You know, this is another pick to build around a loser. Okay, and it's simple as that. It's more about the organization and this 7'2" tub of lard that we have of a player who does not come through in a clutch. Okay, his numbers drastically dropped in the playoffs. Okay, he's not a championship player, and what he's going to do, he's going to poison the minds and the brains of these young guys. You know, when you drafted Allen Iverson, and you drafted, you know, when you drafted even Joel. It was their team. This isn't going to be VJ's or Tyrese Maxey or McCain's team until he's out of here. Okay? I'm not worried about Paul George. Paul George is an after fact. This guy, Joel Embiid, has been a dark cloud over the 76ers' heads for so long, and he's just a miserable guy, you know, and he's always injured, and that's just going to feed off on these guys. He's not going to be the other way around. You kidding me? You know, this guy is a veteran.
Well, it was for the Eagles, though. Like, we've seen examples of where it works that way.
But when? Well, tell me how.
I just told you. Like, look at the Eagles' defense the year before Vic Fangio got here, and they drafted Quinion and Cooper DeJean. What was James Bradbury? And what did he make Darius Slay look like? Right? They looked like losers. And then all of a sudden, you get young guys in here, and they change the culture of the team.
Hold up. Time out. Before he got those guys in, first of all, you're talking about a different sport. And those guys, if I'm not mistaken, they made a Super Bowl in 2022. That's not really a good example. Okay, those guys were used to winning.
All right. Well, then, Chuck, let's do 2020 to 2022. What happened then? They had Jalen Reagors, and then they got Devontae Smith in here. They got Jalen Hurts in here, and it changed the culture of the team because Carson Wentz and Jalen Reagor were losers. Losers.
No one has lost more than Joel Embiid in this city, okay? And it's a different sport. You're not going to have Vijay Edgecombe coming and try to light a fire under Joel Embiid's ass. It's not going to happen. It's going to be the other way around. Okay, so we got to depend on that. We in bad trouble as an organization. Okay, this pick, it ain't Vijay. Vijay might be a great player. You know what I mean? He might turn out to be a player I love. You know, he has the skill set. But it's this guy. This guy is just a dark cloud hanging over the 76ers' head, and
so,
I'm not with it.
Listen, some of what you said I agree with, and Chuck, we appreciate the phone call. But what were they? What are they supposed to do with Embiid
now?
There's
no choice. But,
they're stuck until – and, like, I think it would make us feel good if Daryl Morey goes out there and says, you know what, Joel Embiid's not even part of this anymore. We're moving in a new direction. But he's on the team. He's under contract. Like, it doesn't help Morey to torpedo whatever trade value he has. And the only way we're going to dump him right now is to give up picks to dump him. So this is a tricky situation. Morey made a lot of mistakes, right? Like, just because I like this draft pick last, that doesn't mean I'm absolving Daryl Morey from blame.
Uh-huh.
That extension for Joel Embiid is ridiculous. Right? It looks absolutely ridiculous. The draft pick, the signing of Paul George, is insane. But all you could do now is try to move past it.
Yeah.
Like, what are you supposed to do? Say, we're not going to draft anyone, or not? They have to move forward while dealing with this.
See, that's not what I'm talking about. I hear what you're saying, and I totally understand that. But cultivating a winning culture starts from the top, and it trickles down. And my concern when I talk about all this, I know you're right, Joe. I know that we are hamstrung with the Paul George contract and the Joel Embiid contract, for that matter.
Yep.
But you can still let these young guys develop if you just change the way that you do things. And what I mean by that is this. Allow these young guys, because we don't know what Joel Embiid is going to be. Allow these young guys to grow and develop. My biggest concern is that Joel Embiid is going to come back, and we're going to think he's healthy, or he's going to be healthy. And we're going to run things like we ran them in the past, and we're going to run everything through Joel Embiid.
Yeah.
I don't think that should be the case.
So we were making examples earlier of the Eagles, different teams. Like you bring in a winning player, and it kind of starts tipping the scale. You know, the Eagles' culture started to fade after they won the first Super Bowl, right? Like, it went down the next couple of years. 2020 was a disaster.
Right.
They drafted Jalen Hurts. I'm not trying to say VJ Edgecombe is going to become Jalen
Hurts.
Right. Like, you know,
but that's the example
I
just used to Chuck.
But they drafted
it
a leader.
Changed the culture of the team.
Yes, to your point, Hugh, maybe it's not overnight, but they started drafting the right people. They drafted Hurts. Wentz was still here. The next season was a disaster. I mean, but eventually they moved off of Wentz, and it became Hurts' team, and away they went.
And I don't think it being a different sport matters. Like, this is something that happens across all sports. Like, if you're going to tell me that somebody can infect the culture in a negative way as badly as a guy like Joel Embiid does, or a guy like James Harden does, then why is it impossible for it to go the other way?
Let me give you one more example. And I didn't even know if this one is totally fair, but I remember people saying it.
Mm-hmm.
That maybe the Phillies wouldn't have done what they did if they kept Bobby Abreu, right? They had to turn that locker room over to Rollins and to Utley.
Yeah.
But Abreu was here when those guys came up, right? Like, sometimes it takes time to turn the whole thing over. Like, when the Phillies started to incorporate Howard and Rollins and Utley, their culture was turning, and then maybe they needed to take it into overdrive, and they traded Abreu and whatever, and then they went and won the World Series. I just think last night was a big step. They took a kid that I think is a winner, and they avoided a loser. Maybe the bar is low, Hugh, for the Sixers. They avoided a loser last night, and I'm happy.
I get what you're saying, Joe, but I am more worried about the message to me that I heard when all of a sudden, we're talking about VJ Edgecombe, and they say, well, yeah, Joel Embiid is going to be ready when the season starts.
Yeah.
That right there, I was like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
We're about to run this.
To be fair, he was asked for an update.
I understand he was.
He didn't open the press conference and say, Joel's coming back.
That's what it kind of feels like, though. And if we are going to move forward as a franchise and be where we want to be in a few years, it starts now in allowing the young kids to take over.
And I get where people like you and people like Chuck are coming from. I'm not going to sit here and try and talk anybody into being excited about Joel Embiid next season. I have hope for the Sixers next year. I think that they're going to be, I said, 3 seed at minimum. But if you're going to tell me we have it's the same song and dance with Joel Embiid, like I have no evidence to suggest otherwise. That's okay. Mm-hmm. But the notion that Joel Embiid's going to rub off on VJ Edgecombe and tank this kid and whatever he is for the future, that's insane to me.
Well, it's more so, I feel like it's a chance that he could fall into lockstep with whatever's going on. Because, again, Maxey tried to do it last year. And, you know, you're talking about a young cat that came in who's already been reported that he was a little nervous at his workout.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he has the work ethic, but you're gonna pay deference to the guys that you saw play.
Yeah.
Because you're talking about the Joel Embiids. You're talking about the Paul Georges. And if you see them handling things a certain way and not the right way, it has a tendency to rub off.
I just think he has – I heard him say last night that he appreciated that Maxey came to his workout, and he said he hopes they retire together here. I think the two of them – and I'll throw McCain in there. I feel like they're going to lead the way.
Yeah.
And I know it's not easy, Hugh, you're saying, if the big guy's there and he's getting the shots. I just think they took someone last night who's got the right mentality, and they haven't done that around here in a long time.
I'll give you that.
215-592-9494. You can hear the parade, I believe, coming in here as we broadcast. They are the participants in the beer bowl.
Well, some of them look real hot.
Well, they're in outfits.
Well, they got one dude like a Santa. Oh, I know. Ooh,
I saw people in furs.
Yeah.
That can't be happening.
That's a lot for a day like
you're
today.
You're talking about cooking a
seat. Yeah. All right, we're broadcasting live, as you can hear, from the Yacht Club of Seattle City for the New Heights Team 62 Beer Bowl, benefiting the Eagles Autism Foundation. Your reaction to the six, what they did last night, did you like the Edgecombe pick? I'm sure there are Ace Bailey people out there. You're disappointed they didn't take Ace. And do you have hope? I have hope again for the Sixers after last night. Renewed hope because they made the right pick. They took someone here who's going to help tip the scales from the losers they've had to the winners we hope they become. Are your phone calls coming up? It's Philly's reaction to the loss last night. And when we get back, I want to let you hear what Dave Dombrowski recently said about Kyle Schwarber and his upcoming free agency. It's a little bit different than what he said a few years ago when Nola was in the same spot. You hear that next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, broadcasting from the Yacht Club of Sea Isle City for the New Heights Team 62 Beer Bowl, benefiting the Eagles Autism Foundation. Beer Bowl about to begin. They had the parade. They came in on their boats, Hugh, and now they're going to have the competition, including the grease pole, Crisco on the pole there.
Yeah, man, I was here this morning when they were greasing the pole.
Yep.
It's going to be interesting to see how the guys choose to navigate the pole.
Now, how would you – so to describe it for everyone, it almost like – not a pole like you would climb in the city.
Yeah, as I look up.
It's almost like imagine a tree fell over.
Yes.
And you're trying to walk across or run across the tree, right?
And it's greasy.
And it's grease. But at the end of the tree is – there. It looks like there's an eagle.
Yeah,
right? Like
I,
you have
I'm
to
assuming,
grab that. And then the second
yeah,
half
you gotta
is –
you got to grab another pole.
Right. Second half it is over the bay. So
oh,
if you
wait a
slip,
minute. You
got to
grab
the
whole pole, like the pole. You got to see. I thought it was the top of the thing. So that's like the whole. You got to grab the whole.
Yes,
pole.
Yes, you got to. Yep, got to grab.
Okay.
The pole.
What would you say? It's about 12 feet out.
Yeah, and it's going to be interesting to see how the individuals choose to navigate the pole.
Well, Ross Tucker told us he's going to do a little shuffle like an offensive lineman.
Well, no, that's not going to work. I didn't want to say that in front of Ross because he was confident.
Yeah.
That shuffle stuff is not going to work.
So how would you do it?
If I was – first of all, I'm not getting on anybody pole. That's not about to happen.
You're not jumping on the grease pole?
I'm not jumping on the grease pole. But if I was going to jump on the grease pole, I think that your best bet is to run as fast
as you can. Yeah.
And be as light on your feet as you possibly can, because as soon as you step on the grease, you're slipping.
Yep.
So your best bet is to try to get as much length as you possibly can.
I have a different thought.
And then grab the pole. What's your thought, Joe?
Well, all right. So I don't know all the rules. I mean, they hand them to us. I didn't read them all over because we're not participating. Do you have to stay on the pole? Because you could jump off the side
I would
imagine. But if you jump off the side of the dock and you leap.
That might be smart.
You might be able to grab it with your arm before
I think you
fall in the water.
That's an injury waiting to happen.
What are you talking about? The worst that happens, you fall in the water. I would avoid greased poles as much as I can. That's the general rule I live by.
It's like a head injury waiting to happen.
Well, it all depends on how you navigate the pole. You know, if you're going in head first, then, yeah, you're going to get hit by the pole.
Yeah, no one wants that. That's a problem waiting to happen. All right, so we'll tell you how this goes here. All the benefits today to the Eagles Autism Foundation.
I'm trying to get Jason.
Well, he's taking photos.
Well, he's not taking photos now.
Well, he was. He's doing photo shoots.
He's doing a little thingy thing.
Before we get back to the phone lines, your reaction to the VJ Edgecombe pick, and do you have renewed hope again for the Sixers? I do. Kyle does. Hugh Douglas made a whole stick in the mud.
Three-seed at minimum.
No hope for the Sixers here from Hugh Douglas. And the Phil's a lost lesson. Let's get to Dave Dombrowski. Because, guys, yesterday he was on the Starkville podcast with Jason Stark. And listen to what he said when asked about the future free agency. And this was a question really about Ranger, JT, but Schwarber was kind of the backdrop of the question. Listen to how Dave Dombrowski framed how he's feeling as Schwarber's a couple months from free agency.
And I know in Schwarber's case, you've said publicly you hope he'll be a Philly for a long time. How would you describe the future of those two players and your team?
Well, you're talking about two not only quality performers. I mean, we talk about Schwarbs, and now he's really more of a DH, and JT been one of the best catchers in the last decade in Major League Baseball. You're not only talking about two really quality performers, you're talking about two quality people who are leaders that are well respected, that bring about everything you could to a ball club. So of course you'd like to keep players like that in your organization for years to come, both of them. It always gets to be a little more difficult when players become free agents because they're open to the world. I just used the example of, let's say you think a player's worth 3 at X and somebody else comes by and gives that 10 at Y, and that Y is $500 million and you're willing to pay the person $50 million. Well, I tip my cap to him and say, good luck to you. I mean, great opportunity for you. But you can be assured, Schwarbs is a leader. He's been a winner everywhere he's gone. He's gone. He's one of the best people you could have on a ball club, brings power. JT is a leader. Our pitchers love throwing to him. He's a quality performer. There's not many people that are tougher than JT Realmuto that I've ever been around in the game of baseball. So they are two core players of our club that are extremely important. And, you know, we're hopeful that they'll remain Phillies for years to come.
Yeah, Hugh, as I heard that, it sounded to me like we'll see what happens. I have sensed about the Schwarber thing the whole time that they're obviously going to let him go to free agency, right? They tried to do something last spring, didn't work out. But when he said, hey, if we think a player's worth X and they get this from that team.
God bless you. God,
he basically said, you know, good job getting the money. I mean, it sounds like they want Schwarber back, but I don't get the sense that they are going to pay. They're going to overpay ridiculously to bring him back, which concerns me because when you get to free agency, that's what happens.
It sounds like they're going to let Schwarber set the market. They don't want to set the market. It sounds like they're willing to let him go into free agency because they don't know what he's going to be worth. You know, they don't want to offer him anything because they feel like they might come in too high. You know what I mean? So they want other people to go out there, you know, go out there and look and see what you can get, but come back to us and let us know.
So you might be saying, maybe this is just the way Dave talks about free agents to be. It's not a big deal. And maybe you're right. But let's hear – this was a couple years ago. This is how Dave Dombrowski spoke about Aaron Nola as he was heading, you know, in this same kind of thing, heading towards free agency. Here's Dave on Nola just a couple years ago.
you know, unfortunately, and I don't mean this as a negative or positive, it's just the reality, we didn't sign him in spring training. We would have liked to have done that. We didn't get it done. So I can't tell you that I feel 100% confident we're going to get it done, but we would like to sign him, and we'll be aggressive in trying to make that happen. But if not, I mean, that's what, hey, I respect the player's ability to test free agency and get whatever dollars they possibly can that makes them, that meets their needs. And it's a situation where if that happens, I'd be sad, but we'd have to go ahead, and he wouldn't be the first guy that I've ever lost in free agency, but you still have to plow forward. You still have to go ahead and try to get somebody to try to help you. But again, our goal is to try to keep him and have him with us.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
That sounded different to me. That was him saying they'd be sad if he left. We're going to be very aggressive trying to sign him. And he basically said they regretted not getting it done
earlier
before the season. That was not the messaging I just heard here about Schwarber. This was more like, hey, if someone gives him more than we offer, what are we going to do?
Well, it's a different thing because we all know that Schwarber is a hot commodity.
Yeah,
or we think
be.
That he's going to be a hot commodity. So when you talk about him in that light, It's probably a little tougher because he's a little bit older, and, you know, you might have him valued at such and such as a power hitter, but another team, when you talk about, say, like we like to talk about him in the Dodgers lineup, they look at him, and for what they're trying to accomplish, they are willing to overpay for him, and they know that.
Yes.
So they're trying to figure out, they don't really know what the market is for Schwarbs right now.
I thought you were his feet.
Well,
yeah, we was reckless.
I was thinking about it. But I don't know. I didn't hear too many differences in what he said.
You felt the same?
I felt it. It sounded like a lot of the same. I mean, without saying though, like we'd be sad or like we regret not signing him.
It just felt stronger than Nola.
Maybe
he didn't use the glowing endorsement words
now,
that he used. With
part
with,
of it, I think it's worth noting here. Part of it
Schwarber.
Is that year it was really just Nola was their big
right,
agent.
Right.
They have to deal with Suarez,
yep.
Real Muto, and Schwarber.
Yeah,
so I wonder if he's just like, hey, I have this much. No, he's not saying this. I wonder, I have this much money to spend. I don't know how this is going to play out.
And knowing what I know, they did offer him a contract in spring training, did they not? So Dave doesn't need to explicitly say we regret not being able to sign him in spring training. I know that they regret not signing him in spring training because they tried to and they couldn't get it done. So I don't know. I didn't hear it. It didn't come off to me as too much different from the Nola. I heard a lot of the same wordings, just like reiterated in a different sort of way. Like, that sounded to me a lot like how he talked about Aaron Nola.
Yeah, look, the more this goes on, the closer we get to free agency. He's obviously going to hit free agency. He is not going to sign with the Phillies before. I mean, it's not going to happen here. He's going to be a free agent. If I am Kyle Schwarber, there's no way I'm signing until free agency. It just, guys, it hits me for this reason. The Phillies are on pace right now to have Schwarber hit about 48 home runs this year, and nobody else on the team is on pace for 20 home runs. I mean, think about that for a second. 48 home runs for Schwarber, nobody else on pace for 20 home runs. They got to keep this guy. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phone lines here. And, Hugh, we haven't talked to this guy in, a week or two. I forget the last time he called in, but your neighbor, Skip, from Claymont, Delaware.
Boy,
Skip, hell. What's up, buddy?
Hi, Hugh. How do you do? Hello.
What's up, Skip, man? How you doing?
Hey, can you guys let everybody know if Jason Kelce is still wearing his Speedo underwear?
No, he has on a nice little ensemble where he's wearing all he has on clothes, Skip. He has on clothes.
It's a little disappointing, but it sounds fun. Sounds like you Douglas is in a good mood. I heard him greasing his pole earlier.
That's not what you heard, Skip. I was given a description.
He was describing what was happening here. Yeah,
here,
yeah.
At the Kelce event.
Must have been my imagination running away from me.
Yeah, you got to stop that.
I was a little concerned about you. You gave me a scare last weekend.
Yeah, where'd you go last weekend again?
I went to Ohio.
That's right. How was that?
Well,
it was nice.
Thank God you're okay. I was relieved to hear your voice on Monday because I thought you were missing. Here at the development, we were very concerned about your wellness.
His wellness?
Yeah, Skip.
Hugh Douglas?
I appreciate you being concerned, Skip, but y'all, I keep telling you, man, y'all worrying about the wrong thing.
Yeah, everything's fine with him, Skip. He's here with us. He's good.
We had no idea where he was. He doesn't talk to anybody here. We were concerned. There was no activity at all in Hugh's place, and
Wait a minute. You went into my place, Skip?
No, hold on. Hold on, Skip. This is a big deal.
Why are you in my place?
You can't
man.
Just let Skip go in your house.
Why are you in my place?
What is going on here?
You know, technically, I can't do nothing. You know,
I had to execute a wellness check. I had
What was your probable cause for going into my spot, Skip? I feel a little violated right now.
There was no activity in there for days and days and days, and we thought something had happened. Senior ranking member of the Home Owners Association, I had to go in there. Beverly from 207 thought you might have been dead. We don't know.
Well, it's not a good idea. You're not just allowed to just go in his house.
No, you
Skip.
Can't do that. You got to have probable. Probable cause. That reason. That dog don't hunt, Skip.
I didn't have to break in. Luckily, I have a master key that comes with being the senior ranking member of the Homeowners Association.
Skip, listen.
Don't worry about it. Everything turned out okay. It's a moot point now. I acted with an overabundance of caution, and I'm proud of myself. It comes from a place of deep concern and love.
You know what, Skip? I appreciate you having concern for me, but this is starting to go a little bit too far, and it's a little bit uncomfortable, Skip. I mean, if I'm being honest.
You should really pay more attention to the length of your curtains over the sink in the kitchen. The Homeowners Association specifically requires them to be either mauve or cream, and yours are more of a lavender.
Lavender.
I did take them down for you, so it's been handled. It's all good.
What do you mean it's been handled?
I was wondering where the hell they went.
This man is in your house, Hugh.
This is ridiculous.
What do you mean it's been handled?
I told you I handled it. Trust me, I handled it. I handled it twice, actually.
Oh, that's a lot. That's
by the way, your place is a mess. I took the liberty of cleaning up a bit. I had to navigate through, and and cleaned the place up. I paid a few bills for you. I took care of the utilities.
Who did that?
You only had a few days left.
Yeah, there's something wrong with you, dude. I mean, paying his bills?
Yeah, that's a little
cleaning
much.
Up the place?
You're overstepping your bounds, bro, like for real. It's
but
a lot.
Just for being tidy, I cleaned his whole unit. It was a pleasure to clean you.
Oh, no.
You're a creep. And a trespasser.
Skip, that's creepy.
Forgive us our trespasses.
All right, Skip, you're in a neighbor's house uninvited here. You're moving stuff around. You're cleaning. What in the world are you thinking? Like, what's the end game here, Skip?
What do you mean, Joe? Why are you asking the question?
You know, they say you don't know a man until you walk in his shoes. So I went in your house and I put your shoes on. I was walking
around.
You didn't have your feet in my J's, Skip. Don't put your feet in my J's. Don't fool my J's, man.
I had to explain it to Beverly from Unit 207 because she was walking by and saw me, and I said I was on a wellness check. She said, that's fine, but why are you sitting in your sofa in front of his TV naked with his helmet on?
Yeah, that's a lot, Skip. I didn't need to know that. Now I got to burn that couch.
Oh, God.
And the helmet, too, probably.
Again, this comes from a place of great respect and love for my favorite Eagle. You're only allowed to have 5 knickknacks on your mantle. You had 6, so I took one home.
I took
something else, too. I figured, we might play a little game called Use Clues, and guess what? I took something. Let's call them Skip's Clips.
All right, so, Skip, you want to give us clues now? This will be fun. Let's see. This item you took, all right, from Hugh's place, can you eat this?
That's a bit of a stretch. I'd have to say no. I wouldn't eat it, but I did have some of Hugh's bacon. I found the thick cut in your fridge and cooked it up. You're right. No, it's very tasty.
I was wondering what happened to that damn bacon I was looking for yesterday.
Yeah, it's okay. The hickory smokes. It smelled. It's all gone now because I sprayed your cologne all over the place.
I love that Hatfield bacon.
I applied your cologne liberally, like Hollis Thomas does.
Yeah, Hollis is an overspray.
He does. Yeah. All right. So Skip, you gave us a clue on what you took from Hugh's house here. So far, so far we know you can't eat it. That's what we know so far.
Okay. Let's say this item is part of. Could be part of Hugh's uniform when he played in the NFL.
Hugh's uniform?
No, don't do that. Don't ask. I already know where we're going with
this. Oh, God.
Don't do that.
I saw it while I was working in your gym area. I was doing wrist curls.
Oh, my goodness.
I was wrist curls, hammer style. You know, by the way, you're out of Kleenex. I had a good workout. I took a shower, too. Your shower has great pressure.
No.
Versatile nozzle, too.
So bad.
All right.
Versatile.
Clue number 2. I did use laundry also.
All right, so it's a uniform piece that you can throw in the laundry? Skip, I don't know.
I have an idea.
What it is, Joe?
No, I'm not sure yet.
Clue number three. It goes on an appendage.
An appendage?
Oh, boy, I tell you. It didn't take. See, you know what you – Joe's still playing
pole.
That's what he – yeah, he's – yeah, he's.
Well, I mean, I'm just – we're playing Skip's Clues.
It serves as a wrap on an appendage. Bonus clue, it's something that Kyle's father was a little upset about, and his mother had to go to mass at another church.
Kyle's dad, Mr. Quinn? Skip, I give up here, man.
Oh, jeez.
I did use laundry, and I kept one sock for myself. It's a nice and crusty now. In fact, that's what I call it.
Oh, no.
When I walk in the door, it's hanging on my mantle. Crusty the sock.
No, that's just a lot.
If you want it back, you can come over and ring my bell anytime.
All right, Skip. That's enough. We got to move on here. That's enough.
Even with all that, it's an honor to talk to you. Remember, Hugh, you can park your big truck in my garage anytime you want.
And that's when we cut him off. That's
it. We're all in the
You got to do something about this.
That's a lot.
I know he's part of the HOA. You got someone above him you got to talk to.
Well, hell,
it's getting out of control.
It took me 2 years to find a place that I stay at. How soon do you want me to move?
You keep saying this, and the guy keeps taking liberties.
I got to figure it out, but that's a lot. A
lot of innuendo.
Yeah.
From Skip there.
A lot of innuendo.
What's worse, your clues or his?
Oh, his clues were pretty spot.
Well, his clues were more sinister. Yeah. That's
they were.
For sure.
Also more knew. Succinct. Yeah. We understood after two or three clues. Yours it takes four.
I don't like true. How you're comparing the clues that I give, which are fire, compared to the creepy clues.
Hold on. That's a good point, though. I mean, you caught on to what he was talking about within, like, seconds.
The point of the clues is not to make you uncomfortable.
We already know the road skip going down, so, I mean, come on, man. That's a lot, man. I'm really.
And we know the road he wants to go down.
Oh, no.
In your house, man.
You know, there's a joke in there somewhere, but I'm going to leave it right there.
You get to park your big truck in his garage.
I question every time we take Skip's call.
Yeah, that's a lot.
We
man.
Might have to. I don't know.
I need to figure out new living.
You got to get a new lock. I think. Yeah, he's got a master key.
Yeah, I got to find a
the
new living.
The fact that he
around.
Knows where, when you're home and when you're not because you're on the air, it's not good for you.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah.
I mean, but hell, everybody knows when I'm not home.
But not everyone has a key to your place.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
10-2 is kind of like, you know,
yeah, we're here.
Spot.
Yeah, you can't avoid you know that. All right. Wow. Let's go to Matt in Germantown, hopefully less uncomfortable than Hugh's neighbor there. What's up, Matt?
What's up, diehard Gilio, Kyle from FedEx, and my guy Herculean Hugh.
What's up, Matt?
What's up, y'all?
He said Kyle
honestly,
from FedEx. That's
crazy. Real rap, no, because Kyle be lining him up. Y'all got to watch it. Pay attention. He in a good mood today. He ain't lining nothing up. But
he
not,
said he in a good mood. No, because he ain't controlling the board today.
Always
that's
in a good mood. Always
okay,
in a good mood.
Okay. I'm hip.
The callers can't annoy him before they get to the air today. That's the difference.
That is true.
Okay, so with B.J. Edgecombe, I see him as like a Donovan Mitchell, D-Wade Light type of player with the work ethic, talent.
I see that too.
I've heard that.
Matt, those chase down blocks, there's a lot of young D-Wade in that.
Yes, and that's what we need. And I feel like right now, like Hugh was saying, build around the youth, but Joel has a last year, next year coming in. If you're supposed to be healthy and everything, this is your last time being top dog. If not, we're going to shift it to the young guys. They can reshift and restructure his contract, backload it, and then they need another prolific big, and then they can try to do the vet thing how Indiana did.
Yeah.
Well, I think that, you know, I think the way you framed it is probably how this goes, right? Like they get – he's under contract. He's not going anywhere. He's going to want to play. They kind of give it that one more year or one runway. But, Matt, a year from now, when Edgecombe's a year older and Maxey's obviously in his prime and McCain's a year older, it's their team in a year. I mean, I'm looking forward to that.
I agree, and that's exactly what's going to happen. So – that's what we need to do, and if we can fit like fish any kind of value from Paul George, that's what I would do. Like, he's a bandwagoner, to be honest, so if we rise a level, anything we get from him is like cherry on top. But if we can flip that into an asset, offload that back contract, we should be good.
Oh, yeah, of course. Matt, of course, we appreciate the phone. I mean, I would take a bag of basketballs right now for Paul George. I mean, forget value. I just hope we don't have to give up a pick to get him off the books.
I just find it amazing that Paul George, during the course of the season, said, hey, you know what? Stop this podcast.
You'll never get over that.
I just, you're going to a new team, right? And, you know, you want to try to make the best impression you possibly can, kind of like I did in Jacksonville. And
you sure did.
You know what I mean?
You comparing his tenure to your Jaguars tenure.
I mean, I did. I worked hard. I wasn't healthy, though.
Didn't you go to sleep on the training table?
I mean, after I was getting fired, I knew I was about to get fired. But the point is
no
this.
No one handles getting fired as famously as you do. Wearing a suit, hard knocks.
But the point is this. You at least have to put forth the effort.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have that. Well, I haven't been fired. Thank God. I haven't been fired in a while. So, you know. That part of my life is behind me.
Let's try to keep that clock, Trent.
Might be ticking on you, though, buddy.
I ain't been fired in some years.
Clock's ticking
years.
On a lot of things for you, Douglas, this week. All right. Yeah. Including your home.
And just you in general.
Yeah.
I mean, we
established you're in the third quarter. All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. We're live today. From the Yacht Club of Sea Isle City, from the New Hawaii
Team. Oh, they got
team,
the festivities started.
Yeah, they have.
They're doing the Ninja Warrior.
Yeah, you going out there next?
Oh, no.
Come on.
I'm not a water person.
Come on, Douglas.
Way to be innovative. She didn't go across the swing. She did it on the side.
You'll that feels
be
like
fine,
cheating.
Hugh. Come on, Art.
She cheated.
This all benefited, of course, the Eagles Autism Foundation. On the other side, speaking of Paul George, his take on VJ Edgecombe, the NBA star, and one we're all familiar with that Edgecombe reminds him of. That's coming up. Your phone calls on Edgecombe, the Phils. We'll have you for leading off coming up a little bit before the afternoon game today. 215-592-9494, Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. FanDuel, because nothing says summer fun like adding excitement to the game while your friends are getting sunburned at the beach. Summer sports are calling your name. Baseball on the stadium lights, golf on pristine green fairways, soccer matches with world-class goals, and all the action-packed moments in between. You are going to spend all day following your favorite sports on your phone anyway. Might as well make it thrilling with FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Open the app today to see the daily promotions due to FanDuel. New customers can bet just $5 and get $150 in bonus bets if your first bet wins. Open the FanDuel app today or visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to get started. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.